You're listening to White Noise on Joy 94.9, and you know how we love our Soundwave interviews. Well, on the line with me today is Chris from Saves the Day. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic. Oh. Thank you for asking.
Oh. So, Chris, the band formed under the name Selfa in 1994. When did you change to Saves the Day?
We officially changed our name to Saves the Day in 1997, in April. So come April this year, it's 15 years of Saves the Day.
Oh, that's cool. So why did you choose Saves the Day for your band?
We had a friend that was in the studio the day we made this particular demo that happened to sound a lot different from what we'd made before with the band Seffler. And so we were thinking, what if we just change the name of our band because it sounds so different? Which is ironic now, because every single Saves the Day album is a completely different sound. But we had a friend in the studio who just said, I always thought Saves the Day would be a cool name for a band. And we thought, well, that's pretty cool. And we stuck it on the tape, and it just fit. For some reason, we knew that was the name.
Oh, fantastic. So, for those people who aren't familiar with Saves the Day, how would you define yourselves in your music?
I'd say we are like melodic rock, up-tempo, sort of like Foo Fighters, maybe. And then the lyrics are highly introspective. So it's almost like the words of a folk artist mixed with melodic rock music.
Saves the Day has had a lot of lineup changes over the years. Do you think the current lineup is here to stay?
Yeah, I feel like this is finally a lineup that I can actually live with for the rest of my musical career. It's hard to get people to agree, get along, and especially in a creative profession, it can be incredibly difficult to communicate ideas when it's not like math. 2 + 2 = 4, and that's obvious to everyone in the group. In music, you know, somebody might think the song should go one way, and everybody else thinks it should go the other, and there's really no right way to do it. So in the past, you know, the band has fallen apart and been put back together so many times, mostly due to that, you know, the creative conflict and how hard it is. But the guys I've got in the band now are absolutely the best musicians I've ever played with. I love them as people. We hang out all the time on tour, and we love working on new music together, and we love breathing new life into the old songs together, and I feel like this is the group that will be Saves the Day from here on out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Daybreak, your latest album, was the final part of a trilogy. What was that trilogy about?
The trilogy was really about trying to bring yourself back to life after feeling almost dead to the world, alienated and, you know, full of loathing. And I just couldn't live like that anymore. I mean, for myself, but also because I had become a father when I had begun the trilogy, or shortly before. And I just knew that it was time to just pull myself out of the depths of that darkness. And really, the trilogy was my way of just documenting my own private therapy as I got to the bottom of the root of all of my emotions and all of my complicated feelings. And I just pinpointed them, you know. Just the first album is purely about the frustration, anger, and confusion. And the second album is about the realization that we really cannot live like that and expect a positive outcome. And the third album is about learning to accept things as they are, both the past and the present, and knowing that the future will take care of itself. And so for me, it was about finding peace so that I could be a positive influence for my family and not make the world a worse place.
That's so lovely. Are there any plans for a new album?
Actually, we might start working on some new material before the summer. We definitely want to start recording a new album before the year is over. Okay. So, I mean, it took a long time to make Daybreak because we had lineup changes again, and not just one, we had two. We had a guitar player leave as we were starting the demoing process, and then we had a rhythm section leave later on when we were closer to actually recording the album. So things kept getting pushed back, but now that we have a solid lineup, we can actually make albums every year or a year and a half, so keep your eyes out for that.
So what can we expect from Saves the Day in the years to come?
Well, I mean, we're going to hopefully continue to carry on. I mean, it's all sort of contingent on our fans. You know, hopefully they continue to be as loyal as they have been. I mean, that's the only reason we get to keep doing this. And, you know, I imagine, you know, we'll continue to make albums and tour for as long as we possibly can. You know, and if we can't continue touring, maybe we'll just release albums. So we want to keep things going, and the sound of our music will continue to evolve as we're always looking for new and exciting ways of expressing ourselves.
Saves the Day will be coming down under for Soundwave. How excited are you to play for your Aussie fans?
Oh, I'm so excited. I love playing Australia. I feel like you guys have some of the best fans in the whole world. And there's a genuine enthusiasm that you can feel on stage. And that's a gift for a performer. Because sometimes you play shows and it's kind of cold response. And, you know, that's okay. That happens. But when you have a warm response from the audience, it really makes a difference. And not to mention Australia's so one of my favorite places to be, you know, not just as a performer, but as a person. I just love it there. Everybody seems so friendly, and that's quite a change from some parts of the United States. But we're excited about playing as well, because we're doing two sets a day, and I'm not sure how much I can reveal about the second set, but it's going to be really special. We're looking forward to surprising everyone.
Okay, so that would be what you'd say to get people to come see you play? There's something special in your second set?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to sell it as like a marketing pitch, but I'm just excited about it. It's one of the reasons I'm excited about coming to play Soundwave. The second set's going to be a blast.
Well, Chris, we'll be happy to come see you at Soundwave. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.